Thursday Pashas Vaera Share Test. Thursday Pashas Vaera Share Test.
Yeah, Boisai, we did a lot of deep things in the past few days. Where's your man? And Beis Hashem, hopefully on this Monday we're going to do a Chazara. Chesky Joselyt's going to be saying over all of the Yesodis that we started since we started the Gemara until here. And Beis Hashem, closer to the end of the week, we'll be having a few days of Chazara, followed by of course a written review and question answer form. Beis Hashem, obviously. Of course.
Wait, next week we're having regular schedule up until like Thursday.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
If ever need it, I'll volunteer to give share every day.
Thank you very much. Getting a little confused. You have to fix this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Are these official seats right now?
I don't know. Here, you figure that out, okay? Okay, here goes Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara says, what's the din if Yigiyazman Bechad B'Shabbos? This is a black and white. This is an easy one. What's the din if Yigiyazman Bechad B'Shabbos? Does he have to give her Mezainas or not? Does not have to give her Mezainas. Why? Why can he can get married? Last time, assuming they can get married, the answer is, yeah, because of Shaktu, they can't get married. Therefore, the Fichach, Achshav Shinu Shaktu. So he gives him Achav B'Shabbos, Mitoch Shani Yachal Lichnois, Eino Maila Lo Mizainas. Says the Gemara, Lefichach, Chalahu Aisha Chal Sehi Aisha Pir Sanida, Eino Maila Lo Mizainas. If it's Chalahu or Chal Sehi Aisha Pir Sanida, then he doesn't have to give him Mizainas. What does Chalahu Chal Sehi have to do with getting married? What?
Too sick.
He's too sick to get married. Chalsi, she's too sick to get married. What does Pir Sanida have to do with getting married? So is it Isser Yichud or Isser Bia? It's not, we'll have to see exactly what it is. 100%. It's actually a discussion. Says the Rambam, from here I see, the Ran brings the Rambam, that there is no such thing as a Chupas Nida. A Nida cannot get married. The Rambam says from our Gemara, what do we see? Pirsa Nida, you can't get married. So the Rambam would paskin, what happens if a woman becomes a Nida on the day of her wedding? They can't do the chuppah. They can't get married. Well, chuppah is not going to be a problem. For them to stand under the chuppah is not going to be a problem. Why not? There's no yichud. The problem is what it's going to be with the yichud room. So the Rambam says, in a chanami, they can't get married. To figure out how to deal with that type of situation. And the Ritva argues, this is about it, they could get married. They could get married. So why does the Gemara say Pir Sanida? Then he doesn't have to give her a Mezainas. Why not? They chose not to? That's not enough. He's saying he's not Chayiv in Mezainas. What happens if she says, I want to get married? You're not chayav mezainis. Why not? Says the Ritva, because it's not a normal thing to do. He doesn't say that exactly. He says over here, time of dehacha, shekol adam roitza lasis chupa b'tahara. Do we be a kedeshali akiv yasai? A person wants to get married on the day that he could have a bia. Can in theory they do the chupa?
Yes.
If they did the chupa, would they be 100% married?
Yes.
Yes. But a person wants to do the chuppah b'tahara. So, therefore he doesn't have to give mezainis. Why? The Rambam is much better. The Rambam says, can he get married? No, you can't get married. She's not marryable. But according to the Ritva, you could get married. But Adam roitzeh la'asos chuppah b'tahara. Would you call him an oines? He's not a what? Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah. Anything she's my naiva. So listen to what the Ritva says. Says the Ritva, v'dumya dechayla hu aisha chal sehi. It's similar to chayla hu aisha chal sehi. What does the Ritva mean? I think the Ritva means as follows. The Ritva means, what does chalahu mean? What how sick is he? We're talking about that he's mamish, he's got meningitis.
She won't want to get
her. Or he has hepatitis. Or he has laryngitis.
Enough that she won't want to get married to anybody.
Which one? Hepatitis, meningitis, laryngitis. Hepatitis is, what's hepatitis? Hepatitis is potentially lethal. Yeah. Meningitis is also potentially lethal. Laryngitis is where he has a raspy voice. So what does it mean he's sick? How sick is he?
Laryngitis, like a schmuck.
No, enough that she won't want to be with him.
Oh, enough that he can't.
What we said yesterday.
That she won't want to be with him?
You said yesterday. Enough that she's not going to be comfortable marrying someone.
Yeah.
Enough that it will affect her in some way.
Won't be happy.
Yeah. That's why it's Jaimat Tahida, because they both don't want to.
Okay, so I would say like this. Yeah, good. Enough, I would say it as follows. This is the Nusach. Enough that it's not regular to get married under these conditions. It's just not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be enjoyable. It's not regular to get married on these. Let's say he has a cold. Is that called chalahu?
No.
I don't think so. I think it has to be sick enough. It doesn't mean that he has to be mamish, that he pushed. Because, listen, chuppah doesn't really take that much energy. So what does it mean? He's sick enough that it's pushed, impossible for him to do the chuppah? Hard to say. Says the Ritva just means that it's just not gishmak. It's not the normal. So we also Adam writes a lasos chuppah b'tahara. It's not normal for a person to get married when if she's a nida. So when he's sick enough that most people push off the chuppah, that's as sick as he has to be, according to the Ritva. Then he's going to be pater in mezonos. When is he going to be chayv in mezonos if he has a cold? He's like, I don't want to get married. Why not? Because I have a cold. Give me a break. People get married with a cold. I have a headache today. Okay, you know, suck it up. But if a person has the flu, it's not normal to get married. You have the flu. I'm not going to be able to dance. I'm not going to be able to just push it off a few days.
Because it's not the norm. Since it's not the norm, we're not going to make.
Yes. Happen. Then we're saying that. No, what's the?
What does that mean?
It's very simple. It's very simple.
It's
very simple. Listen, it's very simple. We're saying that you have to give her mezonos because you didn't get married. If it's not normal to get married, then it's not that you didn't get. How could you? I didn't get married. It's not normal to get married now.
And
a chanami. But the fact is,
he didn't get married.
That's true. So, and if he's chala, let's say he's sick as can be, and he's mamish.
That's an inus.
But he still didn't get married.
But it's not possible.
But he still didn't get married.
It's not possible.
So over here, what you're asking of him is not realistic. If it's not realistic, then you can't blame him. The same way you don't blame him because he's an inus. The reason is saying, are you not going to blame him if this is something that's not real? This is not a realistic expectation. It's not realistic. It's not normal. You're asking me to be abnormal.
It's not that chala. They're both agreeing here.
No, they're not agreeing.
It's not realistic from the ground that she's agreeing to.
No, maybe she's not agreeing. Maybe she's unrealistic. You'll find out. Maybe she's being realistic. She says, I want you to. You don't, because you're not feeling well, you should get married anyway. And he says, listen, lady, you're not being realistic. He doesn't have to feed her. That's the chayr, the pshat of the Ritva.
Next line.
The Ritva is saying, Pirsanida. You could get married, Pirsanida, says the Ritva. You could. But it's just not realistic expectation for a man. He wants to get married in a normal way.
The next line is conditional yakim
yas. I don't want to hear any stars.
Not just Tom, he wants to marry someone who's tired.
Right, why?
He's worried it's going to push off the bias. Unless someone has.
No, it's worried what?
That's going to push off the
pee. Not that it's going to push off the pee. He says it's normal for a person to get married on the night of the wedding for them to be able to be a mitzvah. If not, then push off the wedding and get married a different time. He wants that this should be the night of the wedding, should be the night of the bia. That's a normal thing. It's not normal to expect a guy to get married and then not to have bia for whatever time. That's not the way people do things.
You're just saying kindness just means that it's not normal to do it.
At least in our Gemara, we have to see other places. At least according to the Ritva in our Gemara, it means just it's not normal to do. It sounds like the Rambam is saying, no, oinus means, oinus like, it's not possible. Oinus means, according to the Rambam, chupas nida is not possible. So maybe he holds, chayla also means not possible. We'll have to see. We'll have to see in the next Gemara. But it seems like that the Ritva is saying, of course you could get married. It's just not the norm. I'm not going to say it's not bakvemt, not comfortable. I'm saying it's not normal. Adam! It says, Adam, that's what man wants. That's normal. Shekol Adam writes a lasus chuppah. That's the normal thing. People want to do a chuppah the night that they're going to have the beer. So that's normal. So that's cool. Nice. Is it normal for a person to get married if he has the flu? It might not be normal. He can't dance like a man. He can't enjoy the chasna. If he has a cold, it's normal. So you can say, I'm sick, I'm sorry. No. It has to be something that should call out them. That's the regular thing. That's the way the Ritva learns. The Rambam seems to say no. Rambam says it has to be that you cannot get married. Chuppas nida does not work. Maybe he holds chala also. Like the guy Pasha can't do it. I don't know what that means exactly 100%, but we'll have to see. Frekta, hold on a second. Frekta Ritva. So, why is it that we are noyeg chuppas nida nowadays? According to Rambam, it's not going to work. But the Ritva, obviously, where he was, they were noyegim. Lasus chuppa linida. I always said it's not normal. Rambam says the Ritva, we're so desperate to get married nowadays that we'll do it even without. He says because we're having this major shidduch crisis. Fisha'anu kahal muat. There's so few people around. Shema Yavo Ik of the Nisum. We're so afraid that something's going to maybe mess. Get married today. It's freezing outside. We don't have a band. We don't have a. There's no caterer. She's not. She's an Ida. Just get married. Just do it. Because who knows what's going to happen. The point is, I don't know exactly what his svar is. His point is that there's a desperation going on. We're desperate, and we're going to. Desperate situation takes for desperate measures. Is it normal to get married when she's an Ida? No, but we're desperate. What? I don't know. He's just saying over here, he's saying as far as why do we get married even though she's a nida? Because we're desperate. What about the this is not Tekanas Chacham not to get married on Chuppas Nida. It just was not the norm. So why did it become the norm? It says the Ritva, because we're desperate nowadays. So we do different desperate situations call for desperate measures. So that's that. The Rambam holds Chuppas Nida does not work. Does not work.
Are we still in a desperate situation?
Because
there's not a few people.
Maybe not. In a harami. Maybe we're not desperate. This is not a halacha dovi of chuppas nida, right? What just says chuppas nida works. It's just we don't do it. So why do we start doing it? It wasn't a question of. He's just saying it just wasn't accepted. Why did it become accepted? He's just. This is like just a practical question.
Yeah, halacha. You know, I changed date of wedding once it's set.
It's also not halacha. Yiruch is not halacha. It's not the time of the Gemara. I'll call upon him as follows. I'll call upon him. The Achronim ask a kasha. The Sefer Zois LeYehuda. The Reb Shmuel Yankov Bornstein asked the question. The Zois LeYehuda, the Rambam Hilchos Evel, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, says that an Ovel can do Nisuin, can do Chuppah. An Ovel can do Chuppah. Now, an Ovel, one of the things an Ovel is not allowed to do is Tashmish Amita. An Ovel is Asur and Tashmish Amita. So, for all intents and purposes, an Ovel has to treat his wife as if she is a Nida. So if you're telling me that a chuppas nida doesn't work, so how can an ovel make chuppah lechoira? Should be, according to the Rambam, l'shitasa, it shouldn't work. The Rambam says chuppas nida doesn't work, so why does chuppas ovel work?
Rambam's tishah b'av.
That
same Rambam's
tishah b'av. Okay,
same problem.
Ein achramin. Even b'tishah b'av, same shiloh. Says the Zois LeYankiv, says the Pshat as follows. When a woman is a Nida, so why can't there be Bia? Let's just go the other way. When he's an Ovel, why can't there be Bia?
not that they can't do it. It's not that they can't have it. But it's
something
it's
else.
There's a separate iser that's not allowing. It's a davar chitzoni that's not allowing them to have bia. But is there is be'etzem this man and woman, are they compatible at this moment? Yes, there's just they're in a situation now they won't allow it. But when a woman is a nida, we're saying there's something bechefza about this woman, that this woman is not beable right now. It's bechefza in the woman, she's not beable right now.
What do you mean?
By Avelis? No, it's a Karis.
You can't have beer with her. So.
It's not it's a Karis. It's this, it's a. So that's the Shaila. Is it because of Paspasala or not? No, it's Vice the Chais. He's not going with the Vart of Paspasala. If it's Paspasala, then if it's also, it's also. Who cares? It's Vice the Chais. He's saying that the Yisoid of Bia of Yichud is it's a bia a yichud haroy lebia. So mitzad the yichud it's roy lebia. There's something mimechutz that's not allowing it. But over here it's not a yichud haroy lebia because the ish is bechefts not roy lebia. What difference does it make? But I ask a question. It's not a question of who listen. Because over there it's a question of listen. We're not talking about who has to pay or doesn't have to pay. There's a difference. He's sick and she's sick. If he has to give her a mezainis or not, we want to know: does the chuppah work? It's not a question of who we're holding responsible. Does the chuppah work? If, that means does it work? Does it work? Chuppas nida does not work. Why not? Because she cannot get married to him. Chuppas avel does work.
He can't get married to her.
Doesn't make a difference. So then, why does the chuppah work? And what happens if she's an avel? What happens if she's an avel? Then it's her that can't marry him. She's Bavelis. They still can't do Tasha Shemitah. Okay, now it's her. It's both her.
By Nida, it's not necessarily only
her. What's the difference? So explaining the difference. By Nida, there's a Cheftza. This woman is Mufka from beer right now because of who she is. So there's something wrong with this.
He's also not able to because of how she is.
What?
It's not just on her. It's on
in a chanami. No, but the problem is intrinsic. It's not a Zaitiga problem. What happens if he made a neder that he's not going to do bia today? Okay, kasha namaisa. And now they want to get married. So okay, that's something zaitig. That's something outside. This yichud is a fine yichud. It's a yichud aroy lebia. But if she's a nida, the yichud is not roy lebia. Seems like the Rambam, if this is the right pshat, the Rambam saying that the yisoid why chuppas nida doesn't work is because not a chuppah roy lebia. Okay, zok the gemara vayter. Let's go vayter. We have a lot to do still. The ika de boy le mi boy. Now some people don't take this as a given, rather they clear it as a shaila. Now Rabbeisai, a lot of the hanukkahs that we set up until now are going to have to be put aside. You have to remember, there's like before the ika de boy le mi boy and afterwards. Before we were saying, if it's true that he doesn't give mezainis because of shaktu, he won't give mezainis chala, chalsa, or pirsanida. And all the svaras that we set up until now were in the previous gemara. You have to change your way of thinking now. Now we're saying maybe even by challah he will give her mezainis. Why will he give her mezainis? We'll have to see. But all the things we set up until now, they kind of like have to be put into a box, and we're going to another box now. Now, what's going to be the halacha by challah? Some people clear the shaila. What's the shaila? Says the Gemara, Ike debay le mi boy, challah hu mahu. Ha some time am I mishum de anas, vachanami ha anas. Odilma ha some anas betakanta de tekina le rabbanon. Ha chaloi. Maybe over there he's an Inus, over here he's an Inus. Inus. If Inus is Potter, Inus is Potter. If Inus is Potter by Shaftu, Inus is going to Potter over here also. Or maybe not. Maybe over there he's an Inus with the Kanta Tekina Le Rabbanan. Maybe over there he's an Inus because of Takanas Chachamim. Over here it's not a Takanas Chacham. Is he an Inus here?
Yeah.
Yes. But it's not Takanta Tekina Le Rabbanan. We have to understand what the Shah of the Gemara is. Zokter Baruch Ber. Amar Dikazok. Zokter Baruch Ber. Birkas Shmuel. He says the following thing. What's the din of mezainus? Higia zman v'lo inisu v'chalas mishaloi v'chalas betruma. Yesh lachkar. So, what's the nigin, Rabbi say? Is the pshat higia zman v'lo inisu v'chalas mishaloi? Or is it higia zman v'lo inisu v'chalas mishaloi? The Iker is the Higiazman, and it has to be a Loi Nisu. Or is the Iker the Loi Nisu? It's Higiazman, the Loi Nisu. Is it because you didn't marry her? Or is it because the time has come? Time's up, buddy. Time's up. Or is it you didn't marry her? What's the main thing that's been Machai Mezainis? I'll say it in a different nusach. Is the vort that we have to be able to play the blame game? Buddy, why didn't you marry her? You didn't marry her. You have to give her Mezainis. Well, the vort is, listen, you got 12 months. 12 months. Time's up. Sorry. Time's up. Baba! Time's up.
It's like knas, same thing.
It's going to be the same thing. Do we say it's a knas? If it's a knas, then it's the blame game. We're finding him. For what? You did something wrong. Or it's not a knas. 12 months. Time's up, buddy. Time's up. Too late. We're not blaming you. It's not the Loi Nisu. It's Higiazman. Higiazman. Period. Yesh lachkor. What? Maybe that's part of the drei. Let's see how the Rishonim are going to learn the Gemara. It could be this is actually Machlokes Rishonim. Could be. Let's see which side makes sense. If you say that it's the Loi Nisu, we're blaming him. So by Cholohu, are we going to blame him? No. But if you say it's the Loi Nisu, L'chaira. So let's see how the Rishonim learn. Shita Mekubetzes, we gave it out, brings a Rashba. And the Rashba says, Oidilma Hasam Anis Bitakanta Pirish Sheheskinu Le Takanta Mishum Lasa Dida Nisakif. Mishum Lasa Dida Nisakif. What does that mean? Shaktu, which is for who? For her. The Rajba has a different gear than our Gemara. Look it carefully at our Gemara. Gemara says, Oy Dilma, Hasam Anis Bitakanta de Tekina Lei Rabbanon. We have a gear of Lei, Lamed, and Yud, and Hey. What is Tekina Lei Rabbanon? To him. But on the side of the Gemara, they bring another gear saw. Bitakanta Tekina La Rabbanon. What does that mean? Her. So if you have the gears of the Rashba, what are we basically saying? We're saying, you know why that over there, it's Takanta Tekina La Rabbanon. What does that mean?
For her.
It's for her. That's why over there he's going to be Pater. Aval Hachaloi. Here he's not Pater. Why not? Because it's for him. In other words, the Gemara Shaila is as follows. Do you say, listen, he's an Oinus. An Oinus is an Oinus. Or do you say, no, only over there because we blame her. That's why he doesn't give her Mezainus. But over here, where we don't blame her, therefore he has to give her Mezainus.
It doesn't matter if we blame her or blame him. It's just there's a Tekana and there's a Tekana.
So what do we see? We see from the Rashba. The Rashba is saying it makes a difference. Even if it would be a Tekana, if the Tekana would be for him, you would have to give him a Zainus. That seems to be the Rashba's pshat. The Shita says a different pshat in the Gemara. Says the Shita. Veli tam l'shvach ika l'chalik. What is the Shita saying? So the Shita, you want to know why by Takanta you're going to be Pater? Because you're saying it's Higiazman on Sunday and comes the Takana, it's as if it's not Higiazman. When the Chachamim said, don't get married on Sunday, you know what the Chachamim are saying in essence? You have 12 months and a few more days. Or the way we say it in Yiddish, a yor un a mitvach. We thought you have a year. No. Lo higi hazman. So, according to the pshat of the shita, is the vart because is it your fault or is it her fault or whose fault is it? No. The vart in the shita is, if it's Higi Hazman, it's Higi Hazman. So why by Takanas Chacham are you pater? Because it's not Higi Hazman. Because it's not Higi Hazman. So the shita seems to, there seems to be two pshatim in the Gemara. Is the Gemara saying, the vart is we're looking up, are we blaming her or blaming him? It's takanta de tkino lo rabbanon. Your fault, lady. That's why we're not doing it. So therefore, I'm not paying you.
What's the shayla?
No, the shayla is: do you say that the chacham made a takana to extend it, and that's why, or the chacham didn't make a takana, and really the reason is because of oinus, and that's good for the shayla. Is it is because of the nisu or the loinus? Okay. Says Reb Shloima Hayman. This is going to affect the next line of the Gemara also. Let's see the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Im tim tzolei mechaluhu ma'ilala mezainois chol sahi imahu. What's by chol sahi? Matzi amra lo anoha kaimna adumli matzi amra lein estabchu sadeu. What's by chol sahi? The din of chaluhu is he's ma'ilala mezainois. We don't care that he's sick. What happens if she gets sick? What are the two tzadim? Either he could say, I know how kaimna, I'm here. Or she can say to him, nistabchu sadehu. Your field got ruined. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Lashon matar soichef. Your field is flooded. Nistabcha sadecha, kaloimer mazlecha gorim, ki mehayoim ani mutal salacha lozum. Your field got ruined. Why? Because today you got to feed me. Interesting thing. Stap chusadeo mazla chagoram. Toisvis on the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis. Toisvis says, why is it her? Why is it his mazel? Maybe why isn't it her mazel? Who's the one who got sick? She got sick. If he got sick, I understand why you could say he's got bad mazel. But she got sick. So whose mazel should you say it is? Her mazel. Why are you saying it's his mazel? Toisvis says on top of Beis Amud Beis. Any ochalito an adraba mazla chagoram. Why not? Says Tosfos, Kivon deloy mifkida apiri verivya loy ma'ansha. Because she was not, she doesn't have a mitzvah apiri verivya, so we can't say that she's getting punished. So who's the one that's really, well, in other words, she got sick, and therefore what? Therefore they're not getting married. So who's the one that's really losing out over here? If he's the one losing out, so whose mazel caused it? His mazel. This is what Tosfos says. Another teretz. He says, "V'oy the isha he sada shabal ve'na bal sada shala."
Yeah, still, she was supposed to get sick for a different reason.
What?
She had bad mazel. She getting sick is never bad mazel.
The fact that she got sick on this day, why didn't she get sick 3 months ago?
Today was supposed to get sick.
Why was she supposed to get sick today? Everything has a cheshbon. In order that they should push off the wedding. So whose mazel is that they got pushed off the wedding? That's his mazel. That part of this equation is going
to
be
his. Maybe he's not supposed to feed her, and this is her mazel, and
But we start the step before. Why are they not getting married? Because then it's a question of who feeding her. That's the first. That's a trickle. You understand what I'm saying? You're saying you're going to step two. First, you got to go to step one. Why are they not getting married? Because they're going to feed him is what happens afterwards. Yes. I'll call upon him. So the Rishonim say, so it comes out as follows. If something happens to the woman, who do we blame? The man. Rishonim are bothered by that. Rishonim say, why are you saying that it's always her mazel, and why do you say it's not, why are you saying it's always his mazel, why are you saying it's not her mazel? For example, what happens if a woman marries and her husband dies, and then she marries again and her husband dies, and then she marries again and then her husband dies?
Well, the first two times you might say it's the husband's mazel.
We say she's a katlonis, and husband doesn't have to give. Ksuba doesn't marry again. When Ksuba has to give, I think he doesn't marry anymore. She doesn't get married anymore. So in other words, what are we saying? Whose mazel is it? Hers. Frek the shita, the ra'ah. I don't get it. Over there, something happens to him, and we say whose mazel it is? Hers. Over here, something's happening to her. We're saying it's his mazel. What's going on? Whose mazel is it? Well, something happens to her, she gets sick, we say it's his mazel. Something happens to him, and we're saying it's her mazel.
Over there, she wants to get married. She doesn't want to be married, but if you're a kid, really push it off for him every day.
So that's basically what the Ra'ah answers. Says the Ra'ah, over there where she's going to end up being an aguna, so then do we see her as being affected by what happened? For sure, a woman wants to be married. Tav le meitav tandu, le meitav armlo. A woman wants to be married. She wants company. She's not going to get married. But over here, she's sick, so they're pushing off the marriage. She doesn't care if the marriage pushes off. Who cares? He cares. Over here, it's his mazel. Over there, it's her mazel. That's the answer of the Ra'ah. But says the Ra'ah, Rashi won't have any of these kashas. This whole kasha doesn't start. You misunderstood the Gemara. Read Rashi again. Let's read Rashi again carefully. I want you to translate one word for me in Rashi. Rashi says, "Tapchu sadeu, loshon matar soichif. Nishtapchu sadecha. Your sada got ruined, got flooded. Kiloimar mazda chagar. Ki mehayoyim ani mutalas alecha lozen." What does the word ki mean?
Since?
Because of?
When?
Therefore.
What is it? Because. Therefore? Because. Because and since are basically the same thing. We got to get this down. This is a very important word here. Kolaymer maz l'chagoram ki mehayoyim ani mutal salachalazen. What does that mean? Because. Or since. So what's the reason why maz l'chagoram? Because you have to feed me. Because today's they have to feed me. Hold on a second. Why does he have to feed her? Because it's his mazel. What causes what? Mazel chagorim. Because you're the reason, that's why you have to feed me. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, because you have to feed me, it's your tough luck. Because you have to feed me, that's why it's your tough luck. You know why, Mazel Chagorim? Ki me'ayoyim ani mutal salach alazim. Because you have to feed me, therefore it's your tough luck. Says the Ra'ah, you missed the point over here. We're not saying that anything that happens to her is we're blaming him. We're not blaming him. We're saying, listen, buddy, you got to feed me. So we're not getting married. Rough times. And I would say it like this, Rabbi Yisai, to Zayn Klar. When we say Mazel Chagorim, are we saying it's your fault? Are we saying it's your problem? What are we saying? According to Tosis is saying it's your fault. Tosis says, "How? Why are we blaming her? Why don't we blame him?" Says Tosis, "I'll tell you why we're blaming. Why are we blaming him, not her? Tell me, blaming him because it's his mitzvah peri review. So it's his mazel. So it's his fault. So it's his fault that he's not getting married. What about when a case when he dies? Then it's her fault. Whose fault? Whose mazel? Who's causing it? Mazel chagayrim, you caused it. It's your fault." According to Tosis. According to Rashi, we don't care whose fault it is. Listen, it's Igiya's man, buddy. So, rough times, we're not getting married. It's your problem. It's your problem. Says Reb Shlomo Haimin, what's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? Are we looking to blame him? Are we looking for, because we have to say, you caused this, it's because of you? Or are we looking to say, look, it's the time. It's Igiya Zman, period. If we're looking to blame him, then we have to say it's your fault. How do we say it's your fault? She got sick. How is it his fault? She got sick. Your mazel. My mazel? It's your mazel. No, it's your mazel. Why is it my mazel? Because you're the one who's mechuyev peri review. So if this is being held up, it's obviously because of you. So it's your fault that we're being held up. That's the pshat of Tosfos. Rashi seems to say, I don't care whose fault it is. It's irrelevant. Listen, buddy. Today's the day. So you got to feed me. Aye, but it's not fair. It's not fair. Tough luck. It's your problem. Not my problem. That's what it seems like. It would seem like Rashi's holding, it's telling the Igiya Zman. Therefore Rashi says, Igiya Zman. And Tosfos seems to be saying, no, there has to be some sort of, we have to say somehow he's holding back the nisu. Lo nisu. How's he holding it back? It's your fault. Why is it my fault? You got sick and it's my fault? Yes. It's your mazel.
So what Shechus Nisafa Sedehu?
What do you mean?
Just say the time came.
According to Rashi?
Yeah, there's no mazel.
Yeah, it's very interesting. What do you need that for? That's why maybe Rashi says kiloimar. Maybe that's Rashi's kiloimar. But Rashi's bad. Like, what? Baruch's asking good kasha. So what do you have to say in Stav Chaseo for? Just say. Like, what do you have to...
No, because she's saying, listen, at the end of the day, we didn't get married.
Right.
It's your problem. Deal right. With it. It's your fault and feel. It's your problem.
What does she even have to say that for? Why does she just say, look, at the end of the day, now's the time.
Now's the time.
It's a kiloimar. It's not so smooth. What?
Now's the time to get married, too.
And the Chalami. See, Gia's man. Why does he just say, look, the time has come, period? Why did he just say, Hayyoy, my name is Tazala Chalazim? What?
We're not getting married.
Right.
Therefore, she's the same. Hazal Chagam, like, that's why we're not getting married, and we are.
I would say, Adrava, like Rashi, the Lushan's better. What's the Stav Chaseo? If it pours and ruins all your fruits. The guy's saying, it's not my fault. I know it's not your fault, but Lamai said it's your fruits. You got to deal with it.
I don't know why you have to say that. Just say, today is the day.
He's busy saying to her, it's not my fault. What do you want from me? And she's saying, Adarab, I know it's not your fault, but Lamai said it's your responsibility. You got to deal with it. I think like Rashi, the Lashon's even better.
Okay, Yesh Lacho, we have to deal with that. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, there's another kasha here. The Tosfos Rashi has the kasha. We gave it on the back of the Maror Mekoyimus. He has a different kasha. Yes, the Tosfos Rashi. Tosfos Rashi. What happens if there's Erusin, and then all of a sudden Mumim crop up. Now she has a mum. No, they have Erusin, and then Mumim crop up. It's not Makach Tois. So does he have to give her the whole the Ksuba or not? Mumim crop up afterwards. Says the Gemara over there, if that happens, then it's going to be his mazel. But if it would be her mazel, she wouldn't get the ksuba. Why is it his mazel? Why is it his mazel? Hold on a second. What was the reason we said in our case it's his mazel? What was the reason we said? Why is it his mazel? Because of Peru or Avu. It's his mitzvah. Does the fact that she have Mumim affect Peru or Avu?
It could.
Yeah, but it could also not, right? So in the moment that it doesn't affect Peru or Avu, so now do we say it's going to be his mazel? Why? Says Dovi. I'll tell you why. Because it's his field. But, so forget the reason of Peru or Avu. The reason is his field. So why does Tosfos have to say two answers? The answer of Sadeh is a necessary answer. Why? Because in the case of Mumim, you can't say because of Peru or Avu. So the answer, the reason of Isha is the Sadeh of the Baal is a necessary answer. So why does Tosfos have to do the Peru or Avu answer at all? So I'd like to suggest this follows, and with this we'll close for today. When we're dealing with a Mum, we're dealing with a question of a monetary value of the Isha. So then, what's it going to depend on? Depend on who owns this woman. It's a dealing with a monetary value. When we're dealing with a Chala, she's sick, it doesn't change her monetary value. Now, it doesn't depend on whose Sadeh it is anymore. I ask you a question. My friends, let's say a bird. What's a nice way of saying it? A bird relieves itself on a woman. She's standing right next to her husband. bird who leaves itself on the mitzvah, can she turn to him and say, it's all your mazel, you jerk, and it's since I married you that I married this stuff. Is it his mazel now? Well, she belongs to him. I would say no. No, 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 he can't do that. Why? Because the bird relieved itself on you. What does that have to do with me? I'm not affected in any way. If they can't get married, so how is he affected? Puravu. She could say, this is your fault. This is your puravu. If she has a mum, so now what's it affecting? Now it's affecting her ksuba. She could say, it's your money. Not my money is your money. But if the bird relieves itself on her head, it doesn't affect him in any way. So the fact that she's his money doesn't mean now that everything that happens to her is going to be his fault. Only monetary things are his fault. But getting sick is not a monetary thing. So why getting sick is his fault? Different reason. Because of Puravu. So according to Tosis, we have to find a way to be blaming him over here. Rashi learns not like that. The next Shaila in the Gemara is the Shaila of Pirsanida. It's a little bit of a complex Shaila, Bez Hashem Bli Neder. We're going to continue with that on Sunday. I would just like to leave you with a vort on this week's parasha. I always say it's a very, very, I hold this a very important part. Avram hears from the Malachim that his wife's going to have a child. Sarah hears also from behind the door. Vatitzchak Sarah bekirba leimar. Achari beloisi hoiseli edna v'adoin izokin. Now we have a kid. That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm old. My husband's old. We're both beyond this. It's not going to happen. This is not the first time anyone laughed. Avram Avinu heard it in last week's parasha. And the pasuk says the same exact thing. Practically, Avram also laughed. The pasuk says that Hashem told Avram in last week's parasha, you're going to have a son. And Avram and Hashem says, oh, you're going to call him Yitzchak because you're laughing. The pasuk says, "Vayipol Avram apana vayitzchok vayomer believa halabench meishan eilei v'msar the bas tishim shana teilei v'amram alei lu yishmal yichava." So Avram left also. Avram was also like, "Not why we have a tain on sorrow over Avram? It's a whole shaila." But Rashi Hashem gets kilo upset, and Hashem says, "Vayom Hashem Avram." Hashem turns to Avram and says, "Vamaz etzochak asara leimar apum neim leid venizakanti." Why did Sarah do that and say that she's too old? Now Rashi picks up that when Hashem tells over what Sarah said, Hashem doesn't say that Sarah said Avram's too old. Why not? Sarah didn't say this. Sarah said, I'm too old and my husband's too old. Why doesn't Hashem record the exact thing that she said? It says, Rashi, Shina ha-kosov v'bnei ha-shalom. Shorhi amra adoni zaken. Hashem didn't want to make shalom bayis problems between Avram and Sarah. I was going to come back and say, oh, you said I was too old. No, you think I'm old. Really? So Hashem didn't bother, didn't say that. But so let's try to understand what's going on with you. You're dealing with the nicest human being in the history of the world. The nicest human being ever. You're dealing with a person, Avram Avinu, who himself, not long ago, said, I'm too old. So he said it himself. You're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's MS v'chosomai MS. Hashem has to ki'ilu, he doesn't lie, leave out part of the truth because he's afraid that it's going to affect their shalom bias. Really? It's going to affect their shalom bias. Seriously? I think that we're learning here a major yesod in Shalom Bayis. And that yesod is every single thing that you say is going to affect your Shalom Bayis. Well, we're just joking, we're just kidding. Yeah, you know, it's not serious. Toma, they've been married already for decades. They're the biggest tzaddikim on the planet in history. Avraham Avinu is the second biggest tzaddik in the history of the world. Avraham Avinu is going to get angry at his wife. Every single word you say has an impact. Every once in a while, you try to take a swing at someone. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss. You say something to him, you always hit. It'll always have an impact. And that's why Hashem went to the furthest end of the world. Avram and Sarah, the greatest marriage in history, the biggest tzaddik in history at the time, and the biggest, second biggest ever. And over there, I'm telling you, be careful what you say, because it's going to hurt. And it's not just true about marriages, it's true about friends. Sometimes we say things, he thinks that, you know, he could take it. I'm just doing a little, it's a little trash talk on the court, in the dining room, a little this, a little that. You know, it's just a joke. Everything you say is going to hurt. So be careful what you say. Beis Hashem, l'siyata d'shmaya, when we're makbid on the way that we talk and the things that we say, Beis Hashem, b'zoyat to uvol etzion goyel. Here we go.